What is it that our 7 weeks of study together is supposed to have accomplished? Does the time that we spend together here in worship have purpose? Is it simply that we choose a subject because there is a requirement for time on Sunday mornings and a responsibility by the pastor to deliver in that time frame something that people will be able to listen to? Hopefully, respond to? Is it simply something that we do so that we feel that we have come and we have fulfilled our obligation? The last 7 weeks have been meant to help us encounter God's Word. God's Word has purpose. God's Word is meant for us to pay attention to, and when we come to His Word and when we read it, we actually encounter God. We are face to face with Him because it is in His Word that He intends for us to find Him, His desires for us to be within those words, in that text, and in that, an encounter with that is meant to transform and to change us. So to look at for the last 7 weeks the fruits of the Spirit, there's a question that we naturally have to ask ourselves as we come to this, the end of the series. Have we, in the midst of this text, have we encountered God, and has it made a difference? Have we come into this place and read His Word and encountered His instruction, and in doing that, has it changed or transformed our attitudes and our spirit? If we read God's Word and it says very clearly that if we live by the Spirit, then there will be a transformation that takes place and that we will embody certain characteristics that others will see in us, and that there will be a natural sharing of love and joy and peace, a patience, a kindness, a goodness, a faithfulness, a gentleness, and a sense of self-control if we are living by the Spirit. Or have we just simply come each week and segmented those times, that 1 hour that we spend together, and walked away from here saying either that was okay, that was good, that was a good point, and then left it when we walked out of this building? Or has the encounter with God's Word made us react to life and live life differently? Have we understood that the bottom line in the Scripture is that if we take Christ and if we ask Him to be Lord of our life, if we allow His Spirit to live in us, then to encounter Him is to change with each passing day? These are not traits and attributes that we pray for, Lord, give me this. These are attributes and traits that are promised when we live by the Spirit. This is who we will become when we live by God's Spirit. But we can listen to this word, and unless we find it as a personal encounter with God, unless we find that in His word He is trying to speak to us, and He is trying to change us, He is trying to help us see what He has in mind for our living in life, then we will not be changed unless we recognize and understand that when we come to this, it is an encounter with God. Now, we can come to this place on Sunday after Sunday, and we can be in the pew and be around others, and we can either be ready to accept and to encounter God and what He has to say for us, and that readiness comes from a preparation of our heart and our mind for worship. We have come so that God might instruct us. We have come so that in this place we might feel His living Spirit active and alive, and we might be touched by that, and He might take that word and implant that in us and change us with each passing day with it. Or we can come to this place Sunday after Sunday and we can occupy space and nothing else. We can come not thinking about, not prepared for, not ready to worship God, not ready to be changed, not ready for Him to do anything of any value to our living in His kingdom and His life. And it is our choice what happens. You say, but no, God, He is available. He is ready. And I just come in here and He will magically bestow me with what I need. That's the way God is. Without the proper preparation, if you don't come here with ears and eyes and spirit and heart open, He will not force Himself on you. Our God gives us choice. Our God allows us that opportunity to come into His presence and to be ready and available, and He promises, I will change you, I will teach you, I will transform you, but we must be prepared and ready. We must come with an openness to encounter Him. From the time we enter this building, from the time we sit down, from the time the music begins to play, we need to be ready for God to speak. Ready for Him to change and mold and inspire and direct and to guide our living. As we come to the last two of those attributes, that those characteristics that are produced by the fruit of the Spirit, they are two that are great to bookend, to come to the end. Love that begins, and now gentleness and self-control. In the New Testament, there are three separate definitions used in different places for that kind of gentleness. There is a gentleness that means being willing to be submissive to the will of God. There's a gentleness that is translated as teachable, available for God to mold and to transform, to change. And there is that gentleness that says, I am going to be of the Spirit that always puts others and their needs ahead of myself. Perfectly illustrating that, love thy neighbor as thyself. How many times did Jesus tell us in Scripture that we need to put the needs and the concerns of others before us, and then He would provide ours? And self-control. Self-control is simply the discipline of an athlete who has decided that there is a goal that he wants to reach, and he or she will discipline themselves to do the things that will allow them to reach that goal. Self-control is pushing away the things of the flesh, the desires that would derail our living, and allow that Spirit to clothe us and flow over us in such a way that it will make us more like God has envisioned us to be. It will make us more like His Son, Jesus Christ, more available to Him to change the world on His behalf. God is in the transformation business. He is changing lives when people will be open to encountering Him face to face. Once you have met my Jesus, your life will be forever changed. Jesus accepts us where we are, but He refuses to leave us there. To accept and encounter Him, to let God begin to change our life through a new standard and a new discipline and a new guide by which to live life is what God intended when He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, and said, accept Him, make Him Lord of your life. You will be a new creature and a new creation. And God wants to use you to show the world who His Son is. So our responsibility is to take seriously God's Word. To take seriously every time we have an opportunity to encounter Him. And to know that He has a purpose in mind with His Word. He has a purpose in mind with you. We have a responsibility that comes when we turn our lives over to Him. And you are meant to be the one who allows others in the world around you to encounter God face to face. Where? When they encounter you and you are led by the Spirit and walk by the Spirit and you are the image of the living Christ, then they encounter Jesus in you. And when we do that, we have begun to feel the joy of what God intended when He said, trust me, turn your life over to me, and I will give you a joy and a purpose and a meaning that is far greater than you ever thought possible. I will use you, and through you, I will change my world. It's what He intended. It's what He wants. It's what He desperately desires for each of us. So if we come on Sundays and we go through a list of Scripture, and for 7 weeks we look at the fruits of the Spirit, and we go out into the world, and instead of showing that joy, peace, patience, and kindness, if we go out into the world and we show hatred, anger, discontent, selfishness, impatience, rudeness, arrogance, and self-supporting and self-belief, instead of a dependence upon God, then what we will show the world is a human and fleshly nature, and nothing of Christ. And we will prove to the world that Christ has not transformed our life, and therefore we have no opportunity to transform theirs. When we come to this place, and we encounter God's Word, we need to take it seriously. When you spend your time at home and you read God's instruction for your life, and I read it for my life, we need to take it seriously. It has the power to change us, to change our world, and to change the direction of what God wants for His people when they truly, totally commit themselves to encountering Him daily. It is my prayer that we will walk by the Spirit. And others will see that. And they'll come face to face with our Jesus and find the same transformation we have found. And heaven will rejoice in it. Would you join me in a word of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so very much for the life-changing word that You've given to us. Dear Lord, I think we discount it too often. I think we read it because we're required to. We don't come to it with an excitement that says, this can instruct and change my living. This can bring me real joy and peace and satisfaction in life. This can help me to have all that I say I want to have in You. Help us, Lord. Come to this place on a regular basis, ready to encounter Your presence, ready to be changed, ready to be made new, ready to be shown the things that we need to change, and to feel the confirmation of the things that we are doing right. Help us, Lord, to treat Your word as You intended it to be treated, as the guide, as the instruction, as being truly the book of life for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.